Gene Salinger for WHDD Robin Hood Radio. I'm here at the 9th annual Falls Village Classic Car and Motorcycle Show, and I am sitting here with Kurt in the nice shady spot. Kurt, what's your name and where are you from? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kurt McCone, and I'm from Glenville, New York. I've always been fascinated by cars of all types, and I like to travel around, you know, different shows. I like to see different cars, different people, and found myself here today.
Nice. Now, Glenville, New York, how far away is that?
It's about an hour and 50 minutes. I'm not sure of the miles, but my odometer doesn't work on my car, but
And speaking of that, what kind of car did you bring here today?
It's a 1981 Chevy Camaro.
What color?
Blue and silver stripes.
And in what condition did you purchase that car? What year? How long did it take to restore?
Well, when I bought it, it was in excellent condition. It was 6 years old when I bought it. I bought it in 1987. And I've just kept it up over the years. So when I bought it, it was white and had it painted about 3 years ago to the blue and silver that it is today.
Sweet. Now, how much of the work do you do yourself when it comes to restoring? Well, you said it was in good shape, so the engine didn't need anything, but maybe the interior or the exterior?
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, you know, fooling around, I blew the engine up, and so I had to put a different engine in it. It was actually an engine I had in another car once upon a time, and I had that rebuilt back in the 80s and still running strong today.
That's great.
Yeah, so I do the mechanicals. I'm not much of a body man, but I did the upholstery on that because, you know, over the years, upholstery just kind of deteriorated, but.
So how you have two other cars. What are they? They're not here today. We're sad about that, but What are your other two cars and what year?
I have a 71 Pontiac Firebird Formula, and I have a 76 Pontiac Firebird Formula, the 71 of which I'm restoring right now as we speak.
And about how long, how many hours do you say you're going to put into that, maybe?
I won't even know where to guess. It's just, you know, I get at it here and there. I don't have a whole ton of time. I got other things going on at the same time. So just wherever I can squeeze it in, I do it. So.
Good for you. It's a labor of love, probably.
It is.
Now, how many of these car shows do you attend each year, do you think?
I would say on average, probably every other weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so you're here in Connecticut, you're from New York. Where else do you travel with your beautiful cars?
I've been out to Massachusetts. I've been, you know, all over New York. Vermont. Haven't been quite as far as New Hampshire yet, but I'm aiming to get there.
Good for you. It's good to have goals, Kurt.
Yeah.
What is the furthest you have traveled with one of your classic cars and I hope always get home safely?
Well, I would have to say probably Syracuse. They have the big show out there. Last year they had 9,000 cars. And getting ready to head out there again. I believe it's next weekend, but I'm not positive on that.
Gonna want to bone up on your schedule, right?
Yep.
And what will you bring this car from today?
Yeah.
Because she's in good shape.
Yep.
Does she have a name?
I don't. I never thought about naming it though. I'll have to come up with something.
That's so much fun. Kurt, thank you for sitting with me in a shady spot on this beautiful day at the Falls Village Classic Car and Motorcycle Show.
All right, thank you.